Good morning, everyone. Beautiful morning this morning. Just a couple of brief announcements. Some of you have the bookmarks from school, some don't. As you exit, if you don't have a school bookmark, I think the elders will be passing them out. They were made by our school students. And also, I think the elders will be passing out like a yellow placemat, just some information about school. So we have both of those things out there. If you don't already have them, they'll be being passed out by the elders on your way out. And also just remember that communion this morning, we will continue to be continuous. Please put your mask on as you come down the center aisle and leave it on until you're seated again. We will then continue this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, How Firm a Foundation.
In our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we welcome you to the March 7th worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Casey Jones, Rachel Welker, and Robert Clem. Kevin and Judy Smith are sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in honor of their 50th wedding anniversary. The Kathy Beaver Memorial Fund is sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 728, How Firm a Foundation, hymn number 728 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue now with our responsive psalm as printed. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge.
There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard.
Their measuring line goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun,
which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy.
Its rising from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The just decrees of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, dripping of the honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults.
Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
Let the Lord of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading for this, the third Sunday in Lent, is from the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land, and that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Catechetical Review. In regards to Christian questions and their answers. But what should you do if you are not aware of this need and have no hunger and thirst for the sacrament? To such a person, no better advice can be given than this. First, he should touch his body to see if he still has flesh and blood. Then he should believe what the scriptures say of it in Galatians 5 and Romans 7. Second, he should look around to see whether he is still in the world and remember that there will be no lack of sin and trouble, as the scriptures say in John 15 and 16, and in 1 John 2 and 5. Third, he will certainly have the devil also around him, who with his lying and murdering day and night will let him have no peace within or without, as the scriptures picture him in John 8 and 16, 1 Peter 5, Ephesians 6, and 2 Timothy 2. The epistle reading is found recorded in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Lenten verse. Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me. So the Jews said to him, what sign do you show us for the doing of these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of the Lord, we confess our Christian faith with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 579, The Law of God is Good and Wise, hymn number 579, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
Sermon text this morning taken from today's gospel reading. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. Thus far the words of our text. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. Okay. So, where is holiness to be found? Like, where do we seek holiness? That's kind of the point of all of this, right? Now, this is one of those sermons, I'm just going to say, it's one of those how does all of this fit together kinds of things. What is Jesus doing? Why is he flipping over the money changers' tables? Why is he making this whip and flogging people out of the temple courts? Right, so we're going to attempt to fit together all of the words of Jesus and make them a whole and come to an understanding of why this is going on and what does it mean. Okay, because without question, Jesus here does a completely and incredibly radical thing. Right? And it is also a first of many firsts for Jesus. Now, in the Gospel of John, right, this is very early, so this is the first time he did this, not the second time in Holy Week. But this is the first time he did this, so this is very early in his ministry. In the Gospel of John, this is his first public act that is recorded in the Gospel of John. Right? It's his first trip to Jerusalem in the Gospel of John. It's his first Passover in the Gospel of John. And it's his first confrontation with the Jewish leaders as recorded in the Gospel of John. So this is all these firsts that are going on. And all in all, it's pretty striking that all of this thing is going on. I mean, you know, where does he get the guts to do all of this, and where does he get the authority to do all of this? And then, to boot in all of this, there's this little editorial comment that the Holy Writer just pops in there. And it's really pretty striking what John puts it. He was speaking about the temple that was his body. Okay? So they didn't catch that at the beginning. This is post-resurrection, they're figuring out. So you got this neat little editorial comment that John just pops in there. It's a foreshadowing of things to come, a foreshadowing of the crucifixion and the resurrection. Right? So the reader's like, ooh, we better read this. What is going on here? It's very fantastic. Okay? Foreshadowing of Jesus being raised from the dead. Now we gotta remember that John is writing under inspiration of the Holy Spirit concerning God's own presence among us. This editorial comment, he was speaking of his body, right, harkens us back to the time when Jesus said, now this is what Jesus, you'll find this later in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything that I have said to you. Aha. Okay, so here we go. The doctrine of the inspiration of Holy Scripture, right there in this one sentence. Right? John is being brought to mind what Jesus said. The Holy Spirit is doing this. Holy Spirit causes this to be written down. So clearly, it's incredibly important. Everything that the Holy Spirit has caused to be written down for us is obviously very, very important. Jesus, after his resurrection, right? Jesus, after his resurrection, remember, he appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And he, give me some fish. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. And Jesus broke the bread and said the prayer, and then he disappeared from their sight. And the disciples on the road to Emmaus, you know, what'd they do? Did our hearts not burn within us as he was speaking to us? We have seen the Lord. And they hustle back to Jerusalem, and they hustle back to the upper room, and they tell the other disciples, we have seen the Lord. And Jesus appears to them again in that upper room, or appears to them that night in the upper room, says, I am sending the promise of my Father on you, but stay until the city, until you are clothed with power from on high. Right? So Jesus is going to send the Comforter to them, but stay in Jerusalem. Now this, of course, was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. And it is recorded for us in the book of Acts. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like that of a rushing wind and filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Now that's just one little sentence that is an editorial comment in the Scripture, but it harkens back, it takes us back to all of these things that are going on under the doctrine of the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. Okay. So the whole point here that we've got going with this chasing out of the money changers and overturning the tables is this is all concerning Jesus' body, Jesus' flesh, and who is Jesus. The cleansing of the temple this time is not, it's not about business being conducted in the temple courts. Right? This is not what it's about. As a matter of fact, the business being done in the outer courts of the temple was really important, and it was integral to the faith life of the people of Israel. It's a necessary part of their faith life. Because to fulfill the law of God, they had to make sacrifices. Everybody was required to make sacrifices at the temple. So they all went up to Jerusalem certain times of the year to make sacrifices to the Lord. Right? Well, if you live 100 miles away and you're making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, are you going to take an ox with you? Are you going to carry a crate of pigeons with you? No, that's not practical. So you carry the money to buy the ox when you get to Jerusalem. Right? And that is important. That's how they did their sacrifices in those days. So, you took the money to buy the ox, the calf, the dove, the lamb, the pigeon in Jerusalem. And just like if you were going to Europe today, you would change your dollars for euros. Right? They changed the money that they had in for the money of the local temple, and then they used that money to buy the animal for the sacrifice. So what is Jesus doing? It's not the business that he's upending. He's upending the entire sacrificial system. That's what he's upending. Like, my house won't be a house of prayer. You can't buy forgiveness. It's not going to, this is the message he's sending. And he's letting them know this is what is going on. Okay? The temple was the dwelling place of God. In the temple was the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, God met man in the Holy of Holies. Where God makes his presence to dwell, that place is holy. Moses, right? Moses in the burning bush. Moses, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. And when the Lord descended on Mount Sinai, right? 3 days before that, Moses commanded the people, wash, be cleansed, make yourselves holy before the Lord descends on Mount Sinai. And nobody was to set foot on the holy mountain, be they beast or human being under the pain of death, because that was the place where God was. And that's where Moses went to meet God, in the holy place there on the Mount Sinai. And when the tent of meeting was constructed, God caused his glory to settle and dwell in the tabernacle. And that was the Holy of Holies, the place, the very place where Moses interceded on behalf of the people. So God is the holy maker. God makes things holy. Where he settles his presence, he makes it holy. Deuteronomy chapter 12. You shall seek the place that the Lord shall choose to put his name and make his habitation there. You shall seek that place. That was the command to the people. Seek that place. 1 Kings chapter 5. The Lord said of Solomon's temple, if they keep my commandments, I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will not forsake the people of Israel. He will dwell among the children of Israel. And where did he dwell? In the Holy of Holies, the holy place of the temple. Right? So what part of Scripture should we be popping into our minds right now? What should be brought? The angel said to Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Right? Knowing full well the words of the prophet and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, John brings out for us the fact that Jesus is God with us. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So, the apostle takes what he knows from John, to John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and also the word of Jesus, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build it up again. And he writes in his vision in the book of Revelation, and I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The dwelling of God with people is now centered in the person of Jesus Christ. This is the message that is being sent. Jesus of Nazareth, in the overchanging of the money changers' tables, is saying, I am the presence of God among you. I am the Holy of Holies. I am Emmanuel. I am God with you. I am the sacrifice to end all sacrifices, and my sacrifice will cost you nothing. Jesus knew that the Temple of Solomon had been destroyed in 586 BC. God allowed that to happen. Why did he allow it to happen? He allowed the nation to be carried off in the Babylonian captivity because of their willful disobedience and their sins. And the Babylonian king had the temple destroyed, had the presence of God destroyed. 50 years later, the temple was rebuilt. It is not a small leap then for us to look at Jesus and understand this proclamation, his proclamation, tear down this temple and in 3 days I will build it up again. As the temple was destroyed for the sins of the people, Jesus is making a proclamation, so too will I be destroyed for the sins of the people. Not only is Jesus the Holy of Holies, Jesus is God with us. The person in and through which God meets humanity. He is the last and the final sacrifice needed. All the Old Testament sacrifices point to, all the Old Testament sacrifices prefigure the one great sacrifice of God's Son upon the cross. Christ's body becomes the focus of divine punishment as he is destroyed on the cross. And in his resurrection, he himself is the new temple. And now the dwelling place of God is with man. Before, people went to where God dwelt. In Christ, God now comes to you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them. Now there is a radical relocation of the place of holiness and access to God. And it is recentered in the person of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus. And so what do we say to this? What do we do? What are we understanding here? Today we receive the sacrament of the altar. This is my body given and shed for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. What does this mean? You here are in the presence of God Almighty. He has declared this to be the place where he is dwelling. Two or three are gathered together here in his name. Here he is among us. The holiness of God dwells with you right now. You will take the very Holy One into yourself as he gives you his body and blood to eat and drink for forgiveness of your sins and for life everlasting. The location of holiness is no longer in the temple in Jerusalem, but in the flesh and blood tabernacle of Jesus Christ, the Holy One of God. The Holy of Holies is Jesus Christ. As Professor Chad Bird, the scholar in residence of the 1517 Project, ought to take a look at that. The numerals 1517.org, take a look at that when you get home. The location of holiness is no longer in the temple, but Professor Bird writes, from head to toe, heart to mind, skin to bones, Jesus is the Holy of Holies. Our holiness is all about our proximity to Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes us holy by pulling us into the holiness of Jesus. He carried us into his church where we can be in his presence. There we are washed in the waters of his sanctifying baptism. There we hear his voice in the preaching of his word. We eat and drink his body and blood from the altar. You, my friends, are in the presence of Christ this day, right here, in the word and in the sacraments. You are in the presence of the holiness of God. Jesus. He is God's holiness, and he is God with us. In Christ's holy name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds, through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you praise for sending your Son to dwell among us, for he is holiness in the flesh. We beg you that we do not become so familiar with the presence of Christ among us that we overlook him or forget him. Rather, we pray you grant that we always see in Jesus our righteousness, that connected to him, we may come to the joys of everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you are the author and the giver of life, and you teach us to order our days and our deeds aright, for the day will come when you call us from this life to yourself in heaven. We implore your comfort upon Pat Mueller as she mourns the death of her brother Richard. Comfort Pat and all Richard's family in their grief with the sure and certain confidence of the resurrection and a reunion on the last day. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, receive the thanksgivings of Judy and Kevin Smith as they this day celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary. Grant that their anniversary be one of joyous celebration for the gifts that you have given them in family and friends and faith. Strengthen Kevin and Judy in their marriage bonds, giving them more years to celebrate their love for one another. Lord, in your mercy. God of all peace, we bring before your throne all of those who are sick and in need of your strength. Grant that those who are sick be given the strength to cling to the cross of Christ, so that in all things they may find a way to reflect their faith outward, that others may see in them thanksgiving in all circumstances, be it in health or continued illness. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We continue now with the singing of the offertory. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot physically be present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on the weekends at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on weekdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education in the Christian worldview for the children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in His peace. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace. Bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. prominent